This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you working with us here at Real Side. Yeah, I'm just trying to get... There you go. Now I can actually hear something. 855-REAL-JOE. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a million things you can do up there to be involved in the conversation. Now, look. You have David Beagle's going to join us. He's the author of Devil at Our Doorstep. And so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the employment numbers and really is the U.S. economy moving forward. Are we in bankruptcy? I mean, without the paperwork. Just really, where are we at as a country? You know, fiscally. Why is China making so many changes to kind of take over as a fiscal king, if you would, or as a financial king across the world? Why are they making deals with the Saudis to buy oil no longer in American dollars, but now actually paying in gold for it? I mean, seriously. So, David, I got David Beagle in the first hour, David Fisher in the second hour, our gold guy, our economic, I would call him expert, to talk about what's going on in the market as a whole, what's going on around the world, and what affects your money. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, according to CNN, Trump has now begun to dismantle Obamacare. Now, most people, including myself, are going, yay, good, let's get this thing off the table. Let's put something in place that's real and right and will actually work. Okay. Let me see. Vox calls it the new executive order to undermine Obamacare. A lot of the people on the left, the Dems are going on their minds because, you know, now they hate, Trump hates women and children and, you know, God, this is just crazy. That medical insurance, Obamacare, cannot sustain itself. It's really that simple. It's not that hard. And when you look at where Obamacare is and where it will be in a year or 2 years, and some of the premiums are doubling and tripling for people, why don't... You know, the left always pulls out a small portion of people. All of a sudden, so-and-so can get cancer care. All of a sudden, so-and-so can get care for his child or whatever. They pull out the onesie-twosies. But what about the vast majority of people now that can't afford it? Is it part of the plan? I mean, no, seriously, is it part of the plan to get the single-payer health care or think they're going to get the single-payer health care they want to? Come on, think about it. And I think what he did, big part of what he did, I think he smacked Congress right in the head. I wish he hadn't done it this way. I think that our Congress people should have been held accountable, should have this right up in their face when they go to rerun for office next year, this year coming, I think they need to be in town halls where their own people, Republicans who put them in place, say to them, hey, why didn't you do what you said you were going to do? I think this is going to be a heck of a year for establishment Republicans. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, the Dems, obviously, they're going out of their mind with this. Millions of people are going to die. I'm waiting for what's her name, Maxine Waters, to tell us how 90 billion people are going to die again. What did she say last time? Like 9 billion people? Hey, yo, Maxine, unless you're counting the people in your head, there are not 9 billion people in the U.S. Seriously, I know you're having a lot of conversations at night from within, if you would. I love the one where she said, her and the millennials, they connect, you know, like this, and... If they want me to run for president, I will. Maxine, if you have the millennials come out and push you to run for president, they're probably Republican millennials, okay? You get my drift? Seriously. But please, do it. I'm good with that. God, you people are amazing. Oh, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky said that the president was offering more affordable health care insurance options. The consumers have to have these options, and I think he's right. We know people close to us are paying more for medicine, paying more for insurance. Some people 2 and 3 times more than they were paying under the old laws. Why is that fair for them? No, really. I'd like somebody from the left to call and explain to me why it's okay for those who do get hit with triple premiums. Now, I know most of them who respond to me by email will say, well, I don't believe it. Well, all right, I don't believe you. I don't believe millions of people are going to lose their email. You know, coffee tastes better from a TRS mug, and you can get those up on the website, therealside.com. Now, look, most of the agencies that handle Obamacare, that wreck of a healthcare system, have to get involved in this now. Now they have to go in and figure out the regulations, how to implement them, how to tweak this around. Congress could have easily done this years ago by just defunding portions of it. Right? And I believe it will be lower cost. You know, they've always said the same thing. If you can get insurance over state lines, if you can make it so it can be purchased over the state, this becomes a non-issue. You will drive the cost of insurance down. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. David Vigo will join me, author of Devil at Our Doorstep, after the break. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. And I do mean it. Always a pleasure to have you here with me, paying attention, sending me emails. Although, it'd be nice if I paid attention once in a while. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855. I mean, some of you need to hear it three or four times. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always like it when I can get this guy on, because I'm just, I guess I'm the old one. I'm the one who can't get it together. David Vigo joins me, author of Devil at Our Doorstep. I used to call him my SEIU slayer because he spent his own money, his own resources to fight the SEIU from a forced union scenario at his at the company he owns. David, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Joe. And I think you're the young guy, just to let you know.
I don't know. Look at the pictures. I think I'm a ten. My wife's looking, smiling like, yeah, maybe not.
Well, Joe, I just turned 64 last month.
Okay, well, compared to you, I look 84. Okay.
What is she saying?
I'm not going to repeat it, and I think we're done with the interview. We'll catch you later, David. Oh God. So anyhow, let's just kick it in. You sent me an email today, and you know it kicked me off to start thinking and start looking. You know, is the U.S. really bankrupt? You know. We talk about this on a regular basis. We talk about, you know, how much deeper debt we really go on a daily basis. Where Obama left us, I think he left us at what 107% of GDP when he left office in January.
Yeah, he was at 19.5 trillion.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
we're roughly 20 trillion in debt now because a lot of the same programs continue to move forward, and we got to do something to take care of this. And one of the big ones is securing our borders and addressing the illegal immigrant situation we have in this country right now. And you guys have it big in California, especially. You know, you just became a sanctuary state.
Yeah, come on down. Don't let anybody in. Well, except for legal white Americans. I mean, other than that, anybody's welcome.
God. Yeah.
It gets worse every day. You know, I just found out we're almost $800 billion in debt that, you know, in long-term liabilities, pension funds, all the stuff that you don't hear about on a regular basis in California. We have our yearly budget is just under $200 billion. There's no way to pay this back. How do we even sell bonds?
Well, that's right. And, you know, California's got the same problem this country's got. And California is just making it worse because the unions are, you know, pushing and shoving money in the pockets of the Democrats to keep it a sanctuary state and bring illegal immigrants in because their goal someday is to you know, organize all these people and bring the union dues in. So it's not about California or it's not about the illegal immigrants. It's all about the union bosses and money for their own pockets and their own agenda.
Well, it was funny because there was an immigration attorney tonight on Tucker Carlson who actually said, and his eyeballs didn't fall out, he actually said that immigration is good for the economy, that the economy would tank without illegal immigrants. I'm thinking, my God, I took the wrong class in high school, or economics 101 has changed.
Well, he's probably right from one standpoint, is that because of all the welfare programs we have in this country, entitlement programs, and because of the mindset of a lot of people in this country, they won't take a lot of jobs, you know, in agriculture and stuff like that. And the immigrants do help us in those areas, and a lot of them are good people or are skilled. But along the same lines with all that is a lot of these are working kind of undercover, and they're being paid cash or, you know, just a general paycheck, and, you know, the payroll taxes aren't being taken out and all that kind of stuff, and they're, at the same time they're getting this, and the government's not getting any payroll taxes, the government's paying for food stamps and welfare programs and all that kind of stuff to these illegal immigrants. So it's yeah, we're getting some benefit from them because of their work ethic and they're willing to work. But the other side of it, we're losing a lot of money in taxes and welfare and you know, benefits and that.
I love when they tell me how they're paying taxes and what have you. But in California, we make up 16% of the nation's population, but we account for 31% of welfare and, you know, government benefits. It's how... I don't know how much crack you have to smoke to have that make sense, because it doesn't make any sense to me at all.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, that's the problem that's going on in this country. You know, California is huge, and obviously, but it's happening everywhere. And, I mean, we even have it in this state. I don't know if I ever told you this story, but I got a good friend. He's a black gentleman that he has his own electrical company. He started 12 years ago or so. And I had him out here a while back to do some work for me. And it was on a Saturday morning because he was so busy during the week he couldn't come out. And it was about 11 o'clock Saturday morning, and this was a couple of years ago while Obama was still in office, and he started berating Obama and all the welfare programs and everything, and I said, Jason, settle down. What's going on? He says, Dave, I can't find anybody that wants to be an electrician. I'm having to do all this work myself, and he says, I pay a decent wage and all that, but these people, they just want to live off the welfare programs that Obama and his people, you know, have just ballooned in this country. He says, I have a good friend. He's married, has five kids. He's a black gentleman, and they live separately, so his wife gets, food assistance programs, aid for dependent children, and all that other stuff. He goes around all the time and applies for jobs and doesn't take them, so he gets unemployment all the time, and they live off those things. And that's what's going on in this country.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. There is truly, and people get mad at me when they think I'm doing broad brush, but it's not broad brush. We can prove it's happening. We can prove it's going on. And they'll say, it's such a small percentage, it doesn't matter. But that's not true. You get the Los Angeles, 3 years ago, Los Angeles County actually had welfare trucks going through the through some areas in downtown L.A. They looked like, what are those things, the armored money cars? They were actually signing people up for food stamps and for WIC and all that stuff. I'm thinking, my God, now we're taking it, because we don't pay out enough, now we're going to take it to the streets. Isn't that great?
Well, yeah, and here's the thing about all this. You know, the unemployment is dropping, but it could be even lower if we could get some of these people to go to work. I'll tell you, you know, we continue to grow. We're now in 41 states, and Joe, we are having such a hard time finding people. It's unbelievable.
Okay, you gotta pause that thought, because we're going for break. When we come back, we'll talk more about you having a hard time finding people to work. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
ProPure water filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at kdarmor.com. CADIarmor.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, if you have any questions, comments, or what have you. Also, if you head up to the website, realside.com, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that you've been taught to be afraid of, but you don't have to be. See, talk about bullies. They're the ones bullying you into believing all these things are something to be afraid of. These are the people that don't want labels attached unless they're attaching them to somebody else, because every one of those labels of one of theirs put on me. So I just find that interesting, just really interesting. Anyway, David Bigo joins me, author of Devil at Our Doorstep, how he fought and won the SEIU trying to force unionize his company. And David, first, thank you for being with me. Secondly, let's finish up about how hard it's been for you to find people in your line of work. And then I want you to give the Reader's Digest version of what you went through with the SEIU and your business.
Okay. Yeah, we, we're in over 40 states now, Joe, and finding people that want to work is just unbelievable. And these people are on, as I told you the story about my black friend who's an electrician, these people don't want to work. They want to live off the government and sit around and do nothing. And it's been incredible. And, we just picked up a huge contract across the country. And this goes back to the thing we were talking about earlier, too, is the illegal immigrants. The company that had all this business was using illegal immigrants and paying them under the table. And this gets to how much the government is subsidizing these people. We figured, based on what we saw, and by the way, all these employees all across the country, we couldn't hire one of them because we did e-verify on them and background checks, and none of them were legal. Okay.
Wow.
And as we looked at what they were being paid in that, they were making, between $3.50 and $5 an hour. So, and, I guess, again, they're getting paid cash and just a general check. And so for these people to continue to move forward and live, they're going to the government and signing up for all these entitlement programs. And, it's terrible. And then on the other side of it, you got Americans living here. They don't want to work. They don't want to do these jobs because they can figure out how to bilk the system and live off of it with the entitlements and unemployment. Our government needs to wake up, and not just the federal government, but the state governments across the country.
You know, it's really funny because we're always told that, you know, Americans won't do these jobs. That's why you have to have illegals. That's why we have to have, you know, those people that will work for 3, 5, 8, 12. But we have to pay them 15, even if they're here illegally. And just get me rolling on California with our new Senate pro tem. What was it? De Leon. Did you hear about him? And his whole family's here illegally. They've stolen Social Security numbers. They've stolen driver's licenses. And he says that's the way it has to be in order for you to survive in America today as an illegal. You shouldn't survive as an America in a, as an illegal in America. You should be sent home. God. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Yep. Yep. No, no. But you know, all this stuff is going on, and we see it all the time. You know, doing business across the country. And it's not just in our business. You're seeing it in agriculture and manufacturing and construction and other places too. And I talk to businessmen all the time across the country, and everybody is just pulling their hair out trying to find people that want to work. And between what's going on with the illegal immigrants and what's going on with the welfare entitlement programs in this country, you just have a lot of people that don't want to work or aren't qualified to do the job, and it's frustrating, Joe. It really is.
Well, and for you, yours is a very labor-intensive work, and, you know, it really, forgive me for saying it this way because I'm not trying to be demeaning, you don't require, you know, a 12-year college degree to do the kind of work you're talking about, and if somebody really wants to feed their family, it's not bad work, right?
No, it's not, and, you know, the thing is, we've always been a company that's been ahead of the game and what we pay people and providing benefits and stuff like that. And, you know, that's another reason the SEIU couldn't beat us. And, I think, businesses in America should be like that. And that's what we got to get back to. But somehow, Joe, we got to wake up our federal government and we got to get them to, you know, close down the border. And then we got to go out and get these people. And I think Trump, you know, He's talked about it, you know, has given these people a green card for a period of time. And I talked about this in one of my blogs a few years ago. Give them a certain amount of time to, you know, give them a green card, give them a certain amount of time to apply and become citizens and go through the process. And if they, you know, they're verified through the process, good. They can stay here and become Americans to work here. If not, then they got to leave the country and get everybody on board again and downgrade all this entitlement and welfare programs and get people back to work. But you got to understand, the Democratic Party and the unions, who, you know, are their biggest benefactor, they do all of this because they're trying to get votes to keep them in power.
You know, I keep telling people, you know, we're constantly pushing for citizenship. What we should be pushing for or helping them get is, you know, what is it, the legal residency. They don't have to
That's
be
right.
citizens. They could be legal residents, and everything is, as they used to say, everything would be kosher after that. But we have to jump that whole thing and go right to citizens when they've broken a law to be here to begin with. But, David, we're allowing, like as you said, the federal government's out of their minds. They're allowing more and more of this to happen. You now have two outspoken illegal attorneys, okay? So both of them, one in New York, one in California, they're here illegally. They know they're here illegally. They passed the bar exam. They were sworn in. Here, check this out. They were sworn to uphold the Constitution of their states and the Constitution of the United States, which is they've already broken by being here illegally. What happens when they go to fight something in front of the Supreme Court? What's going to happen?
Well, that's exactly right. They're going to do what's best for them, and they don't care about the Constitution and laws. And I hadn't told you this, but I was in downtown Indianapolis in meetings today on illegal immigrants and that. You know, I brought all this stuff up and I said, you know, you guys, I did speeches on this over 10 years ago to people in our industry and governors and stuff like this, that we need to clean this up because it's costing jobs in this country. It's lowering wage rates in this country, and we need to do things that are right for the American people, not right for people that are stuffing money in your pockets to be a politician.
Oh, And you're still alive tonight. God bless. No, you step on that kind of money. You know as well as I do that that's a very dangerous place to be. You know?
Yep.
You're not talking about
it
little
is.
Bucks here, you know?
No, no, it isn't. But, you know, just here in Indiana, and all these companies aren't from Indiana, but we have several competitors that we know hire illegals, and they hire them as independent contractors.
Right.
Okay? And so they just pay them a set amount. And I have to tell you the story because it's unbelievable. About a year ago, we lost a bunch of bank branches here in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And the company that took over, they brought it illegals in to do a lot of the work, but in a couple places out in the state where it's hard to get to, they couldn't find people, so they went to our people. And one down in southern Indiana, they went to this lady and said, our employee said, we'll pay you $150 a week. Now, Joe, when we did the math, based on how many hours she was working for us cleaning different bank branches, she's going to make $3.50 an hour. And this is what's going on in America.
Yeah, and they talk about being taken advantage of. They're being taken advantage of not because of necessarily of us or even unscrupulous people. It's because they're all, some of them are already here in the shadows, right? And,
right.
And they don't want to speak out. Talk about crime being committed. I mean, these people are so taken advantage of, it isn't funny. And I saw it happen in my community as a kid with some of the Italians that were here. But that's a story for another day. Your book, Devil at Our Doorstep, you know, one of the things that I always get when we give the book away or somebody talks to me about the book is how much you fought to protect your employees. You weren't trying to keep the SEIU out because you didn't want to pay your employees more. You were actually trying to protect them, right?
Well, exactly right. I believe in the law, and I believe, you know, that your employees should be treated that way, and that if they want to be part of the union, that's fine. But let's have a secret ballot election, just like it was originally set up, and let them decide on their own without being, pressured or...
We got to go for a quick break. I'm sorry. I talk too much. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. David Vigo will be with us after the break.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G, miracle.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tell your loved ones, your unloved ones, the people you dislike immensely about the show. You can find it up on TheRealSide.com. That's TheRealSide.com. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And always a pleasure to have David Beagle with me. He joins us from time to time on the show. He's the author of Devil at Our Doorstep, How He Fought One. The SEIU to actually give his employees a better place to work than they would have had. And, David, thank you so much for being with me.
Well, thanks, Joe. And I hate to correct you, but it's the devil at our doorstep. And
The devil at our doorstep.com.
If somebody wants to go on and look at it and see the book and buy the book. So
you had to use proper English. You couldn't be like me, right?
I'm just helping you, Joe.
As you know, my second book could be The Ramblings of a White Wing Bible Thumping White. Anyway, always a pleasure, David, to have you with me, because I love the fact that you're a business owner, that, you know, you grew the business, you understand how it works. Nobody handed you everything, which is, you know, most people think somebody who's successful in business, somebody cut them a break, somebody gave them money. No, some of us in business have put up our homes, our cars, our savings accounts, busted hump to get where we're at. And it just infuriates me sometimes when they talk about how the workers built the business. Well, the workers, good workers, very much help make the business a great business. But it all starts with the idea of the owner, the money, the resources, and the blood and guts that the owner puts in it on the front end of that business. Do you agree with me?
Well, exactly right. You know, you go back, and if you read my book, people find out that I started cleaning business by cleaning my insurance agent's office space, which was about 4,000 or 5,000 square feet. I clean it at night and go out and sell during the day. That was back in 1989. The day we're in over 40 states, and I cleaned, I sold, I grew the business, I hired people, trained people, and that's what you have to do if you want to be successful.
You're making it too easy, right? You didn't just do that. You did the marketing. You did the billing, right? You did the sales.
I did everything.
That's right.
And my wife helped me out.
Yes. Well, there are helpmates. I couldn't have done that without mine either. You know, she read contracts. I just signed them. So, otherwise, without her reading them, we would have been in trouble a few times. So, thank God she's around. President signed the health care executive order today, and I love these people who are screaming, oh, look at he's doing executive orders. Last I checked, I think he's just under 50, and by the time Barack Obama stepped out of office, he had 290-some-odd executive orders. So, but the executive order today for health care, and I don't know how much, I'm sorry to throw a curveball at you, but I don't know how much you looked into this. This could really drive premiums down and really could give people the opportunity to choose the insurance policies they want, could it not?
Well, it could, and I think it's kind of interesting, and I just want you and your audience to know that President Trump has my book. I met him here in Indianapolis in July of last year when he was on his campaign, and I gave him a copy of my book and told him where my website was and that, and I think he's read my book, and I think he's been on my website, because I have to tell you this, and I'm not taking credit for it, but when he came out with this insurance across state lines, I actually wrote in a blog back in, I think it was February of 2013, that if we really want to have affordable insurance where people could get more, you know, better insurance and less deductibles and all that, that we ought to open up the insurance agency to compete against across state lines. And I just wonder if he didn't read my blog. Because I'll be honest with you, Joe, I've noticed on other things like immigration and that. You know, immigration has gone down since he's been in office. And he talked about his wall, and he still talks about it some. But, you know, what he's really done is increased the armed forces and that patrolling the border. And that's really cut down on that. And that's one of the things I had in one of my blogs back then. I think he's kind of read some of my blogs over the last year.
It's really funny because the Border Patrol, I love the fact that they got behind him early on. I love the fact that they understood that he knew what was needed to be done or to let them do the work that they needed to do. You know, David, I don't know if you've been keeping up on this, but how often have you heard about ISIS lately? You don't hear about them doing mass killings every day. They're on the retreat, and what the generals are saying, somebody untied our hands, finally allowing us to put the boots on the ground and do what we know how to do. I thought that was a great line.
Well, that's exactly right. And, it's as I've said in my blogs and that, we have the best military in the world.
Yeah.
Let them do their jobs and let them protect our borders. Let them take care of ISIS and, other terrorists and stuff like that, because they'll do it. But, you have to look at this, step back and look at what the agenda was of the Obama administration was. And their whole agenda, because, he was supported by Trump and the SEIU and other people across the country, is to fundamentally bring this country down and make us into a socialist communistic country where they can control things. And, Trump has got a different attitude. He likes capitalism. He likes the free market. And he's a businessman. He knows how to delegate. And he's gone to the military people and said, do your job. And they're doing it.
Yeah, that's right. You've got to hire people. and let them do their jobs. You and I actually talked about this a couple times where I keep saying people hire a president. It's not because he knows everything about everything. It's because he's going to surround himself with the people that have a clue. Presidents don't know everything. Owners of businesses don't know everything.
Right? That's exactly right. And you got to hire people that, you know, are they'll fit in and help you and, you know, help cover your weak spots or things you're not knowledgeable about. You just have to give them the leeway to do it, but you have to manage them, you know?
Yep. No, I hear you. Listen, let's talk a little bit before we run out of time about this NFL debacle. You know, like everybody else, now you've got a boatload of employees. When they clock in, when they hit that time clock, there's no such thing, and this is just legal. Well, how you handle your employees might be different. There's no such thing as freedom of speech. You walk around putting the boss down after you've clocked in. You walk around talking about how crappy the company is. Chances are really good you're not going to have a job before the end of the day. I mean, am I off here?
Well, no, those are things you have to address with people, and fortunately, we don't have that very often. I don't think a lot of companies do, and I mean, you have people that they get out of hand and say things they shouldn't say, and
right.
you have to address those issues, and you know, you take them down the path, and if they don't respond and shape up, then eventually they won't be with you. But you know, I think you have to do it in a way, such a way as you give them a chance to, you know, stop what they're doing and improve themselves and get back in line with things, and so they can move on. And we've always done it that way because we want to give people a chance to be successful.
Sure.
The problem with the NFL situation, though, is I think behind the scenes, and you know, Soros is involved with the NFL Players Union.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're really stirring these players up, and they're doing this just to, you know, they're trying to split up America. They're trying to pit us against
yep.
each other and everything. And these players, and think about it, these guys are athletes. They're not scholars. They're not guys that go out and study things every day or manage everything. They're players. They're you know, and they go out there and they really don't dive into what these people are trying to tell them and getting them to do and understand how bad it really is.
Right. No, I look at that and everybody's screaming about squelching their freedom of speech. And what I kind of was getting at was that, yeah, you do work with employees. I get that. But there comes a point in time where, you know, you don't have a legal right to freedom of speech in the workplace. These guys are being paid millions of dollars every year to play football. That's what they're paid to do. And they're on the clock when they're on the field. Now, I don't care what they do after. I don't care what they do just before. But when you're on the clock, you're on the clock. Do what the boss tells you to do. That's all I was, you know, trying to get people to understand that. They don't seem to get that.
No, they don't. And but in these cases, you know, the SEIU tried to do the same thing with our employees. They tried to get them riled up and tell them lies and misinformation. I mean, they're hypocrites. And, you know, but what I did, and I think what the NFL owners need to do is they got to sit down with their you know, players and say, look, you need to understand what's really going on here. These people don't care about you. They're just getting you stirred up because, you know, they're trying to achieve their own agenda. They could care less about you guys. And this is really what's happening in this country.
Oh, I agree with you. I believe they're doing exactly that. David, again, before we run out of time here, tell people where they can find more about your writings, your book, and that kind of thing.
Well, they go to thedevilatourdoorstep.com and can read my blogs and see my newsletters and my book and all that stuff.
And that would be thedevilatourdoorstep.com. Always a pleasure
you
to have
it.
You, David. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. I got to tell you, there's a lot of things. And we're going to match up story and story titles from the Huffington Post and from Fox News. And you're going to see how you gather news from two separate universes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.